Hello, my love tribe. Welcome to Heart Blend Podcast. If you are new, then welcome. I'm your host, Lindsay Christian, and I help others love and discover themselves to reach their highest potential. And if you're returning, then welcome back. And I'm really excited to talk about this topic. So in this episode, I'm going to share with you what I have learned about past life regression. Now, previous to me learning about past life regression or past lives, it always interested me. When I heard about it, when I heard that it was something that actually could be done, I was really amazed by this. I had never experienced a past life regression before, and I always kind of wondered a little bit, oh, maybe there's like in another lifetime, or maybe you'll have another lifetime, but I never really took it very seriously. I always thought, even as a child, that you know, there's so many people in this world, and I think that's a lot of souls. And I don't think it would be crazy that those souls could be recycled as many times as we come in and out. People die and people are born. It would not surprise me if those souls would be coming back from time to time. So I found a true interest in past life regression and the fact that there is so much wisdom and information stored in the subconscious mind that has all of the information of your past life. And when I learned about this, my mind was seriously blown. And by learning this, I learned just how extremely incredible we are as human beings. So I'm going to go into this, and I ask that if you're not really aware of what past life regression is, that you just come in with an open mind and just see where it leads. So, past life regression, what is it? What does it mean? How does it work? So past life regression is done during hypnotherapy. And this is not one of those hypnotists you see on the stage and they snap their fingers and you start barking like a dog or anything like that. Hypnotherapy is a form of a deep, deep, deep meditation to get you into a very relaxed state. It's very close to almost being asleep, but you are awake enough to be able to receive information from a subconscious level. So what I learned so far is that when you go through a past life regression, you know, you sit with the hypnotherapist and the hypnotherapist will work to relax you, will work to bring you into a very relaxed state utilizing the theta brainwave sounds. So once you get to the theta brainwave activity, that's when you're in that state, not quite deep sleep, but almost there. And from there, the hypnotherapist will work with you and ask you several questions and ask you, maybe, do you want to see several lives? Do you want to see the last life? Just asking you several questions. And through a guided meditation, a visualization, they will take you through a journey of maybe a corridor or a hallway to see multiple doors of your different lives. Or they can take you back by focusing on a childhood memory that you have in this lifetime and then taking you back all the way to your birth and then taking you into the womb and utilizing that as the portal to getting you to your past life. So many different ways of doing this. But during this experience, you will begin to see whatever it was that was most significant in your past life, or depending on the question that you are wondering about. So sometimes during this meditation and this hypnotherapy, you may be dropped right into the most traumatic event of your last past life, which is typically the death scene. And they will ask you several questions. What do you see around you? What do you look like? What is your name? What is the era? What, just any information or details. And from there, it can be very traumatic to re-experience that again. So the hypnotherapist is not allowed to touch the person, because if they do, then that will either suppress that memory further or they will be awakened but left with more of a fresh traumatic experience because they just saw themselves in that way. So it's very important to not be touched during that time. And from there, you're asked several questions. What is your name? How do you look? What is your age? Everything. And through that, you can learn so much information about why your life is going the way it is today. It's absolutely fascinating, the fact that all of this information is stored in the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind holds 90% of all of our memory and information. And from there, it literally holds memories from your soul, soul memories, meaning that your soul will still carry these memories all the way through different lifetimes. I think that is so interesting to me. And you can find out more information about phobias that you have, certain struggles that you deal with, recurrent lessons that you're facing, all of these different things. And so for me, learning more about past lives really puts things in perspective for me to really get motivated about the life that I have. Because even though you do a past life regression, you can't do anything about the past. You can't do anything about something that is gone, but you can do something in the present moment while you're alive, and that is the most powerful thing. And so during your past life regression, you may even recognize others that look familiar. Maybe their eyes are familiar. There's something familiar about them. They won't look like they do in your present life, but there will be some familiarity with their soul. And these would be considered to be soulmates. And soulmates are really people that have just been along the journey with you at different stages in your lifetime of your different soul's lifetime. And when they come into your life, you feel an instant connection. You feel familiar around them, and it's very fascinating. And it doesn't always mean a relationship, it doesn't mean a soulmate partnership or love connection, but it could simply be your mother or your father or your sister or brother or neighbor or anybody that you interacted with on a regular basis during a certain lifetime can come back later on, because there is a significance for them being in your life. And there's a significance for you being in their life to help them along their soul journey. And I think that is so fascinating. So the other part that really interested me about past lives and past life regression is the fact that it can explain a lot of phobias. So if you have unexplained phobias, it can actually be a clue to something that was traumatic that happened in a previous life. So if you have a big fear of water, but you haven't actually experienced anything that would make you feel fearful of water, you could have possibly drowned in a previous life. If you have a strong phobia of heights, but there's never been anything that would cause you to feel that way that has happened in this lifetime, that could be from a past life. You may have fallen from a very high place or something like that. So it just really helps you to understand yourself more, understand your soul, understand your purpose, understand why you're here and what you're doing in this lifetime. And it's just such an interesting concept and information to know, honestly. So I want to take us a quick break, and we'll be right back after this message. Hello, my love tribe. Welcome back. And we are wrapping up more information that I've learned about past life regression. So you might be asking yourself, well, why would someone even want to go into the past? What is the benefit of doing this? What is the point? You can't do anything about it. It's already happened. Totally get it. Past life regression is really good for breaking through and healing some of those old lingering cycles. Some of those cycles that started eons ago, and now we're in a place that we can do something about it now. But by you having the awareness of it in the previous life gives you that understanding, and it helps you to know what it is that you should focus on and why is it such a struggle for you to work on certain things. One of the most interesting points that was made about past life regression is that in your previous life, you could have made a very strong spiritual promise, such as being a nun or a monk or a priest or something to that extent, where you did not concern yourself with any material matter or matters of the ego whatsoever. And then once you get to this lifetime, you may be more interested in having material things, having money, but you may struggle and not understand why is it so hard for you to have money or to accept money in this lifetime. It could have been from a previous life promise. I also listened to a really fascinating story about how this woman was very strict in her lifetime now. She was very conservative, and I think that she wanted to become a nun. She was very religious. And so she did this past life regression, and she found out that in the previous life, she was actually a prostitute. Wow. So you may wonder why someone may seem so uptight, if they seem like extremely uptight, not balanced, and they just want to focus on one thing and they don't want to do anything extra. Maybe they are very resistant to alcohol or drugs or anything like that. I'm not saying that's a good or bad thing, by the way. I'm just saying that that could be a situation. It is extremely, extremely likely and very possible that in the past life, they could have been the opposite. They could have battled with addiction. They could have battled with something that really, really caused a lot of emotional wounding, not only for themselves, but for the soulmates, family members, and friends around them. So they made a promise to themselves that, well, you know what, in this next lifetime, I'm not going to do that again. And you may find them to be more religious, more rigid, more strict, not wanting to do anything outside of what they know best for themselves, being very judgmental towards other people that will make certain decisions that they don't agree with. This can all be linked to their previous life because they may have been an addict or someone else that really struggled and they wanted to do it right the next time. So that is the reason for them overcompensating in this lifetime. And people make those decisions during their current lifetime as well. So I could totally understand if that transferred over from a previous life. The same thing also applies if you have someone who was very famous in a previous life. Maybe they were a celebrity, they were a big time celebrity, but in this lifetime, they're more of a humanitarian. They focus on healing, they focus on community. They're not so big on the material things. Why? Because we go through all of this in order for our soul to grow and to evolve and to learn what it is to be in this human form. And not only do we have these amazing spirits that are so curious and so eager to learn about what life really is and how to experience it and who to experience it with, we also couple that with the fact that we get these amazing, incredible bodies that work hard for us each and every day, and bodies that, if they are working at their highest performance, can do incredible things. So I find it to be absolutely amazing, the entire human experience, if we really allow for it to go there. In fact, those that claim to be psychic, claim to be all of these things, are actually extremely in tune with the subconscious mind. I know this because that is me as well. I cannot judge anything that I do not belong to. So I am also one of those people that I will have a dream or I will receive some type of intuition or guided message about something that I have not experienced yet, something that I have not seen happen just yet. However, how is that possible? I believe that in the subconscious mind, even though things may not have happened to us physically in the present moment for what we can see, all of this information, all of these things that we are here for may actually already be happening. But due to quantum physics and everything slowing down so that we can digest it, makes it so that we don't become so overwhelmed and crazy. So by having that understanding that the subconscious mind holds so much valuable information, our belief systems, the reasons of our behavior patterns, the reasons we do the things that we do, and what we do and why we do them. I believe this approach to understanding life is truly, truly helpful, and it helps you to reduce the amount of judgment you have for others, because perhaps the person that you are judging the most, the person that you have so much discrimination against, the person that you may feel you hate, you could have actually been that just in a previous life. And that is why self-love is so, so very important, because when you heal that, when you take that moment to heal and to become in tune with yourself, this will help you to understand yourself even more. So for me, have I ever experienced a past life regression? No, I haven't. However, the only thing that came close for me was that I listened to a guided meditation on past life regression. And through that meditation, the only thing that I was able to see was that I was a white American woman who had a 70s Farrah Fawcett style hair. It was about sandy brown hair. I felt like I was about 30 or 40 years old. I was in a desert. There was a van, but I couldn't actually see what I looked like. I could just see from a point of view perspective. However, but what that told me was that if this was a time in the 70s, and if I was born in 89, then that tells me that I did not live very long at all. That motivates me so much, because we don't know when our last breath is. But by having that in perspective, you become more aware and you become more appreciative of the life you have and the characters that are in your story as well. So this concludes what past life regression really is. I hope that you all enjoyed it. Definitely stay tuned for more, as I will have a guided meditation to helping you dive into your past lives. Yes, are you excited? Maybe you will uncover some information. I'm interested in definitely uncovering some information about myself, and I can't wait to hear your feedback. So I hope that you all enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in, and please remember to follow and subscribe so that you can receive new episodes every week. This is Heartblend Podcast.